the Lord for reaching out to us in the service through singing and prayer time and His good word. And anticipate throughout the week God speaking to you in His world, just all the things you see around you, people and circumstances, and His word as you open the Bible and get to know Him better. About 25 years ago, something happened to me that made an impact, and I still remember it as if it happened today. I was shown mercy on a particular Sunday afternoon and the following Monday when I worked at a college. It was Geneva College, just about 2 hours or so from here. I was working there as a campus minister and did a number of different things. So officially, I was an employee of the college. And one part of Geneva's conviction about Sunday is that Sunday is a very special day called the Lord's Day, and even in their teaching called the Sabbath. And so certain things in the college would shut down on a Sunday. The library would shut down. You couldn't go to the library and study or use books. Tennis courts would shut down. The gymnasium would be closed. And one particular Sunday, most of the time we would honor the convictions of the college and do that. One particular Sunday, some fellas from the basketball team were really missing a chance to play basketball and were just itching to go and play a game. And so they came to me and said, you know, we know of an open window at the gymnasium that we could get into. It would just be the four of us, two against two, and we'd be very careful not to break anything. No one would know. No harm, no foul. Could we go and do this? Well, I was itching myself to do something a little different. So foolishly said, let's go for it, you know. But we're not going to get in trouble, right? Oh, that's right. So right before we left the apartment to go and do this, the telephone rang in my apartment. And I found out who it was, knew it would be a bit of a long conversation. I said, go ahead, fellas, you go without me. I'll be there as soon as I'm done talking. And the phone conversation went 15, 20 minutes. Went to the gymnasium to discover three sad people walking back. Some college official had caught them in the gymnasium. They were in big trouble. And right away I'm thinking, well, I thank the Lord for His mercy in the phone call, or I would be feeling the same way they did. And those guys who were reprimanded very severely both that day and the following day, they had to go to the dean's office and received a good, you know, one more time and you're out kind of speech. Those fellows didn't mention my name at all. You know, they could have said, well, Daniel's here, was supposed to come with us, and he's minister, you know, and he was, and they didn't mention my name at all. And I went to the athletic director feeling bad for these guys and attempted to intercede for them and letting him know, you know, I was going to be there too. And the phone call came, and so I was not there. And the athletic director said, you better be so thankful that that phone call came. And he had mercy on me. And the three guys, just ages 20 and 21, they had mercy. And God had mercy by giving the phone call. And you know, the rest of my working time at Geneva, I had no desire whatsoever to play basketball on a Sunday afternoon. Very thankful for the college rules, et cetera, et cetera. And I became a very, very obedient campus minister after that. It was a life-changing time. And because God's mercy led me to repentance, as God's Word says in Romans chapter 2. And Jesus preaching a life-changing sermon on the Sermon on the Mount, He is showing us that God is righteous and we are not. He has the goodness and we need His help. And I suppose the song sang this morning is a good highlight of the Sermon on the Mount. He is all I need. He is what we need. And so if you think of what Jesus has been saying about blessing on people, blessed are the poor in spirit, and blessed are those who mourn over sin, and blessed are the hungry and thirsty. What do those people have in common? A great need for God. We need God's help. And Jesus follows it up by saying, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. And did you ever think about what mercy is? What a What a quality that's very highlighted by God in the Scriptures, not so appreciated by the world around us. But to be merciful is to be full of sympathy and to take action on behalf of somebody else. There's an old song in the 60s that talked about sympathy and seeing things from a person's point of view. And the phrase was, walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. And before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes. In the Christian Missionary Alliance, we have a relief agency as a part of who we are as a group of Christian people. It is called CAMA Services, C-A-M-A. Each of those letters from the word CAMA stands for these words, Compassion and Mercy Associates. Boy, what a great name. And when there's a disaster or people are in need of food or medical help, they go and they give the help in Christ's name. And they show mercy on behalf of others. And they have a loyal love in that way. And Jesus, in the Scriptures, He lets us know He has that same loving commitment to us. The word mercy in the Old Testament was often translated loving kindness. The loving kindness of the Lord will last forever. Keeps coming toward people and draws us to Himself. So that's what Jesus points us to. He would walk in our shoes as people who were in need of mercy. You know, Jesus walked in our shoes when He went to Mount Calvary. He walked in the shoes of someone condemned by sin. And He walked in our shoes at the cross as He took the penalty of our sin on Himself. So Jesus understands our sin. He understands our guilt firsthand. And He moves to help like a merciful Savior would. So this morning, or any time during our walk with God, if you feel there's guilt in your life, that something's not right between you and the Lord, you can't maybe even quite put your finger on it. Maybe it's just feeling separated from Him. Know that Christ would come as a merciful Savior to set that right. He'd move toward you with a message of goodness and hope. And blessed are the merciful, because God is merciful. There's a story of a fellow who was addicted to alcohol. And he really had a rough time with drinking. It caught him. And he joined a recovery group and didn't know whether he could maintain his sobriety. He just didn't know if he could do it. And so there was one particular meeting after going to a number of meetings where he was to invite a family member. He invited his dad because he felt, well, not close to too many people, but at least I know Dad a bit. And so his dad came to the recovery meeting, and the man stood up and just told his story. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I need help beyond what I can give myself. That's what he shared. And then he sat down. And his dad stood up at that time and said, this is my son. I love him today. I've always loved him. And I will always love him. And his dad sat down. And the man continued to participate in the recovery program and was able to give up drinking and not have that be a part of his life and control him. And he said that one of the turning points for him was hearing his loved one say to him, I love him. I do. I always have and I always will. And it was part of a motivation to change behavior. And the Lord has that loyal love toward us this morning. It's that mercy that we could have fresh, new every morning as we wake up. God sends us reminders. I love you today. As much as I did when I died for you on the cross. As much as I will when I come back for you in my second coming. I love mercy and the impact that it's had in my own life. And I often pray around our house when something goes wrong. Either I doing wrong or others. You know, you have your family times. Just pray, Lord, have mercy. Sometimes I say it out of desperation, sometimes out of kindness. But I know God is merciful, so I know there's help. I'll say that of watching TV sometimes. With something on TV, it's like, boy, that's the strangest thing I ever saw. Lord, have mercy. Well, I believe our world is in need of mercy. And sometimes for a teaching time or a time to be refreshed as a father, I will show mercy to my children. We have rules in our house about certain things, and if our children break the rules, one of the punishments or disciplines they fear and dread is the removal of electronics from their life. No TV, no computer, because you did this. They say, well, can you take supper away instead? You know, it brings the message across of discipline. But every once in a while, when a rule is broken, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what deserves to happen. And then I will say, but this time, I am going to show mercy. And their eyes light up, and a big joy comes to their heart, and their behavior begins to change. Because mercy does make a difference. It does even bring accountability, I believe, when given with love and the boundaries that were clearly there. You know, mercy is an attribute of God Himself. Isn't it great? It's one of the parts of the Lord that are amazing to us. He is a holy God, and as much as He is holy, He is merciful. In fact, the very reason He's holy helps Him, makes Him to be merciful, because He understands the devastation of sin and the need of healing and forgiveness to take place there. What does the mercy of Christ look like as it would come to us this morning? We remember the mercy of Christ expressed at the cross. He prays for us. He prays for those who were killing Him at that time. And He prays, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. What a prayer that Jesus would pray for us. You know, perhaps looking on this past week. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. A prayer you could pray for yourself. If you have a problem sometimes thinking, well, you know, I could forgive. I know the Lord will forgive me, but I'm not sure I could forgive myself. Could you pray along with Jesus? Father, forgive me. I did not know. I just did not know. Jesus would pray that for you. You could pray that for yourself also. And there's a picture of mercy from Stephen. Stephen's just a Christian following the Lord. Just a couple of months after Jesus rises from the dead, Jesus is being killed for his faith. And you know what he prays? He says, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. What a life changed by mercy. People, when they saw Stephen do that, that changed the Apostle Paul's life. When Paul witnessed the death of Stephen, God used that to say, I have to meet Christ. I have to meet Christ. And the Lord was gracious to Paul. But the mercy of God coming toward you and I, you know, each time we know the mercy of God, or each time we pass it on to somebody else, we are really preaching the gospel to them. Are you a preacher of the gospel? Or do you show mercy to people? And it's so important that we share, when we share Christ, we share accurately the content of who Jesus is. He's God's Son. He died on a real cross and really gave His life, shed His blood for the forgiveness of sins, really rose from the dead. But when we share that, can we share that with a tone of mercy that Jesus Himself expressed at the cross? I feel that's why many a reason we can share the gospel 100 times, maybe only be heard once, because to share it with in a merciful, from the merciful heart of Christ, does make a difference. And so share the Lord with mercy. And you know, Jesus also showed us what mercy and the failing to show mercy looks like also. And it is tragic. Peter comes to Jesus. He says, Jesus, how many times should I forgive my brother? 7 times? And back in Jesus' day, the rabbis taught that you were to forgive somebody 3 times. After that, you cut them off in your relationship with them. So Peter went, he doubled it and he added one. Shall I forgive someone 7 times, Lord? He really thought he was being Mr. Gracious, you know. Jesus said, Peter, no, 77 times. And then he tells him a story. There's a servant owes a king $1 million. He cannot pay it. He begs for help. He says, would you have pity on me? I'll get it back to you eventually. The king says, wait, I will show mercy. I cancel the debt. And the man, the servant, goes free. He sees his fellow servant who owes him $20. He says, $20 right now. You know, you owe me. You did me wrong. He goes after the man and has him thrown in jail. And Jesus said, you know, that cannot be. When the king heard about that, he said, my message of mercy has not gotten to this person. And how often we need the mercy of God to be merciful. And the man in the story, he accepted the mercy of the king, but that mercy did not change his life. And it really does say something about our relationship with Christ if we withhold mercy on a constant basis from people around us. It shows we have not been impacted by the grace of God. Our life has not changed in that way. And refusing to forgive others is a sign. We need to taste God afresh. God's forgiveness for us. When it's time for me to show mercy or be forgiving, sometimes it takes me a while. Several hours. Say, well, maybe I'll forgive them tomorrow when I'm feeling a little more gracious. Sometimes it takes weeks. Sometimes months. But when I sense something, I don't feel close to God anymore because I'm still withholding mercy and forgiveness with someone. I often will do this in my own heart. I'll picture myself standing at the very cross of Jesus with the person who I feel I need to forgive or show mercy. And I stand there and they stand there and we're beneath the cross of Jesus. We're near the cross. And my desire to not show mercy goes away. And my desire for the mercy of Christ on my own heart and wanting to pass on mercy to this person just is there. Because before Jesus, isn't it good to show mercy since He shows us so much? And sometimes at that cross, it might not be another person. Again, it might just be you there. How many times should you forgive yourself? 3 times? 7 times? Or an unlimited amount under the grace of God which changes your life? And you hear Jesus express mercy to you. The wonderful mercy of God. William Shakespeare, one of the few groups of lines that stuck with me from someone who's been called our greatest English writer, William Shakespeare. He wrote this about mercy. The quality of mercy is not strained. You don't have to strain yourself to give mercy. It's a thing you do out of a heart of kindness. It blesses him that gives and him that receives. Would you want to be blessed this week? Show mercy. You'll be a blessing to somebody, and it'll be a blessing back to yourself. He said, it's the mightiest in the mightiest. You think of the mighty Christ showing mercy to us, people of rebellion. Shakespeare said, it's an attribute of God Himself, and those who want fairness will simply not receive salvation. Aren't you thankful that God just wasn't fair with us, but He was merciful? If He was just fair with us, if for one day, if for 5 seconds, He'd this morning withhold His mercy and grace from you and I, we would find ourselves separated from God forever, hell-bound sinners, and perhaps in hell itself, as He would remove the mercy of a beating heart and breathing lungs and those things. You've probably heard the phrase and said the phrase, there but for the grace of God go I. When we think of hell itself, which is a sobering reality, we need to say, there but for the grace of God go I. It's the mercy of God that really does change our life. And there's a story of a new church that got started in a town, a church plant. And before several weeks and months went by, that church was packed with people. Packed with people. And there was a big line outside of people waiting to come in. And someone came by and said, what's going on in that church? Is there a concert there? Is there a nationally known singer? Or is Chuck Swindoll giving the message? Or what is going on in that church? And the people said, no, that's the church that's called the Church of God's Mercy and Grace. And every time people go in there, it's like a shower of the mercy of God that changes their life and gives them a fresh walk with the Lord that week. And, if I were a trustee in the church here, and thank the Lord I'm not, can't pound a nail in straight, I would head out to that church sign there, Norwin Alliance Church, and I would just add, Church of God's Mercy. But the Lord has something better in mind, not just a sign outside, but a changed life. Because when you and I go out from God's presence and being with Jesus, we say, we have been shown so much mercy in the Lord. We just can't wait to pass that on to other people. And how wonderful the mercy of God is. His mercy is plentiful for us this morning. If you feel like, boy, my heart just don't have it. I just want fairness. Cry out, the Lord understands. And there would be people who intercede for you who know mercy of plentiful. You could say to your heart, pray to the Lord, Lord, make my heart your home so that I might experience Jesus' blessing. Blessed are the merciful. They shall experience the mercy of God and receive that in that way. How much we need Him. His mercies are new every day. And isn't it great for you, for the little ones here, the little ones that went to Children's Church, His mercy and His faithfulness endure for all generations. It's going to be the mercy of God coming at the little children in our land that will make a difference in their lives. And you pass that on to them as a veteran Christian. And how delighted and what a changed life they will have because of Jesus' wonderful mercy. Let's pray together and turn to Him and be people blessed by the mercy we receive and we can show. Let's pray together. Father, perhaps we don't catch all the time that the change mercy has brought to our lives. I pray that like someone who was hungry or thirsty or poor in spirit, someone who was really mourning in their soul about their relationship with God, the chance to show mercy would come upon us because You've been merciful to each one of us. And I pray for that change of heart, Father, that mercy lets us experience. We begin to be a people of grace and mercy. Pretty soon, Lord, we have good news, genuine good news to share with people. Teach us about how holy You are and therefore how merciful You are. And might we pass that on to ourselves, to others, especially to those who might not know You, Lord. Be gracious and merciful to them through us. Send us on that mission of mercy this week. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.